Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator's commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 230, and the title is Working Hard. The sticky note reads, "Are you working harder to avoid your fears than you're working to reach your goals?" Here's the story behind the sticky. Some people put an awful lot of effort into keeping themselves far away from the situations in their life that cause them to feel the slightest bit awkward. They're afraid of looking silly. They're afraid they won't have all the answers. But all the effort being expended to avoid these situations takes a toll. Dodging these scenarios requires a lot of hard work, frequently more work than it would have required to just do the thing you're trying to avoid. An overlooked consequence of these avoidance efforts is that they could leave you too exhausted to pursue your personal goals. If you're burning all your energy running away from something and stressing out about something, it hardly puts you in an ideal state of mind or body to go out and chase down the things you want in life. Another piece of this puzzle you might be missing is that some of the things you're trying to extricate yourself from could be the very things you need to move yourself closer to achieving your goals. You're concerned about feeling or looking foolish in front of other people, so you avoid the things that take you outside your comfort zone. But that's where all your biggest and most rewarding goals live, outside your comfort zone. Perhaps in running away from some of the things you're afraid of, you should be running towards them. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's hand-drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. The email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track that I've been recording for each one of the sticky notes published this year. It allows me to dive a little deeper into the ideas and topics I'm scribbling on the stickies and give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.